I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Knicks and the Sixers tonight, game 5. The Knicks can end it, take a deep breath, and get ready for either the Pacers or the Bucks. Now, the big question is, do the Sixers have the incentive to start what would be an arduous task of winning 3 in a row? Now, 3 in a row doesn't seem like it's that arduous, but when it's against one team and they have the time to make adjustments and they know you so well that they're playing all these games against you and only against you, and their time is put into solely slowing you down, are they ready for this fight? Or will they let what should be a raucous Madison Square Garden just completely put them back on their heels? My guess on is that the Sixers come out and they play a hell of a game tonight. I do not think that they're going to go down quietly. I don't. I could see if they do. I could almost understand it. It's not like I'll co-sign on it. I could almost understand it because it's a daunting task. But I think every one of the four games, they've had a legitimate chance to win, and I think they'll play a very tough game today. They will not give up.
The only way that they can make this happen is if they treat it just one game at a time. Like it's too daunting a task. The same thing with the Islanders tonight, too. You can't look at it, we've got to win, you know, 3 straight games, or in the Islanders' case, it would be 4 straight games to advance. It's just got to be, how do we win tonight? Because it is too much of a thought. Like, wrap your mind around, after you lost 3 of the first 4, that you're going to turn around and win the next 3. But can you win tonight? Can you be engaged tonight to just survive in advance? That's the way they got to look at it. But if they start thinking about how daunting a task it is and let the crowd get in their head, then I think they're going to be cooked. I think you're going to find out in the first 5 minutes of the game. Because the one thing we've seen from the Sixers is they get off to good starts. So if they don't get off to a good start here, Michael, then I could see them just say that we're done. Well, we can't do it. So we'll find out exactly how engaged they are, how focused. But because if they're cooked, Michael, I think you'll see it right away. That crowd's going to get on them. Knicks get off to a nice lead. It could be lights out and just be cruise control the rest of the way. If they come out hard, they play well, they can kind of feed off that and then just try to survive in advance. So I think we'll find out early in that first quarter what Sixer team is showing up. And if the best Sixer team shows up, Michael, then I think we can have ourselves a very interesting night of basketball.
Now, the Islanders are in the same situation as the Sixers because they're playing Game 5 on the road. If they can win this game tonight, Don, then all of a sudden you could start to dream again, because Game 6 will be on the island and then Game 7 would be on the road. Sixers, same thing. If they win tonight, Game 6 then would be at Philly. Game 7 would be at Madison Square Garden. We've talked a lot about the Knicks and how they could end this tonight. While the Islanders don't want it to end tonight, do they have a chance? Now, that's a dumb question. Of course they have a chance. What's the likelihood of them beating Carolina tonight?
Well, the likelihood is exceptionally slim. It's only happened 4 times ever. And this Carolina's team is just, I think, too good. But can they win tonight? Well, they won the last game. They won in overtime, so they got a little momentum. Brett Pesce's out, as he was in the previous game, so maybe that's going to help. And then you just get back to UBS and you just try it again. Survive in advance, one game at a time. But I just can't imagine this Carolina team that's much better than the Islanders. Even though the games have been competitive, I think, you know, the Hurricanes have been the better team. Even in the game that they lost, Michael, they did score to force overtime, eventually losing in that double overtime game. The likelihood is very, very slim. But do what the Sixers trying. But is it crazy to think they can win tonight? No, it's not crazy to win one game, and then you deal with Game 6 if you're able to get it. But, you know, you changed the goaltender. Did that change the vibe at all? You know, we'll see. They obviously, the Sorokin thing was a disaster, but Dobson thinks it's one game at a time. They played pretty well. That's the only way you can look at it, Michael. But to think that they're going to, the Carolina is going to go from being as dominant as they were in the series to losing four straight games without something significant happening, like a major injury or something unforeseen, difficult to wrap my mind around. That's why you can't look at it that way. Just find a way to win a 60-minute game tonight and see what happens.
Now, I know it'd be tough for Ranger fans, but they should be rooting for the Islanders tonight. You want the Hurricanes to extend themselves. And you want the and if the Islanders pull off this unlikely feat, you want them to be exhausted after a 7-game set. So the more games the Islanders could win, even if the Hurricanes end up winning the series, the better it is for the Rangers. So Ranger fans, I know you hate the Islanders, but you have to root for them tonight.
And you don't want to think of it this way, but it creeps into your head, Michael, because the same thing we were talking about with the Celtics. The more games you play, the more of an opportunity something can happen. Right, you look at what happened in the Domestikov for the Winnipeg Jets. I don't know if you saw it. It took a shot to the head. Really, just he was maybe 7 feet away from Schmidt, who took the shot. And God, it was really an awful, ugly looking injury. And I don't know what his situation is moving forward. But you know, he broke his jaw. Doesn't mean he's not going to play. But you know, maybe something. Like, the more games you play, the more opportunity for somebody to break something, somebody to get injured, something to happen, right? So never mind the fact that you can also exhaust the team, that now they've got to worry about beating up on the Islanders instead of thinking about how to prepare for the Rangers. So Rangers sit back. They get to watch these games. You don't want to go too long, Michael, because it seems like they'll start Sunday. But I guess that depends on how long the Carolina series goes. You know, you don't want to be off too long, but a nice week off would be good for this Rangers team. See the Islanders keep that series alive. That has to be an advantage to the New York Rangers moving forward.
All right, so two big games in the playoffs for New York fans tonight. You have the Yankees against the Orioles, a battle for first place with the win yesterday, 2-0. Orioles move ahead of the Yankees by percentage points. They're essentially tied, but it's going to be a close race all season, and the Orioles are really, really good. And then the Mets lost a heartbreaker to the Cubs, where Severino had no-hit stuff and was of a pitch count that would lead you to believe that they would have kept him in for all 9 innings. But then just a looper over the head of Lindor by Dansby Swanson. That was the first hit. Then a run scored when Wendell made a bad choice trying to get a double play rather than come home to get the out at home plate. And then Diaz gave up a couple of runs in the 9th inning, a long home run he served up to Morel. So the Mets lose that 1-3-1, but they play the Cubs tonight again. The Yankees play the Orioles again. So we'll keep a close eye on everything going on, and we'll talk about it even more tomorrow. But I do want to do one thing. Today, since Peter is off,
okay,
it's going to be a very special Don show at 6. The kind that he dreams about and the kind that you dream about. Now, it's still under the umbrella of TMKS, but it's not ENN today. And it's not on Yes, because the Yes pregame show is at 6. This is a specialized, scrutinized, homogenized Don show. Leading you right into the Nick pregame show. It's going to be beautiful. It's everything you dream about in a specialized, homogenized, Simonized Don show.
Well,
you excited, Don?
Of course. I'm excited because, and listen, I love ENN, but we felt like, especially leading right into Dan Gross's pregame at 6:30, that we got to start taking your calls on how you feel about this team. A lot of people on their way to the Garden. Maybe there'll be people in the Garden because they do pump in the end of the K show at the Garden leading into Knicks and Ranger game.
I didn't know that. Do they really?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Wow.
So I think the people in the building, this is going to be a special night, and it deserves a special type of broadcast. Because it's not that often. Think about it, Michael. The last time, Anthony, what was the stat you threw out during ENN yesterday? Like the last time the Knicks closed out a series at home?
It was in 99.
Wow.
Think about that. Michael, there are listeners right now hearing me say that weren't alive in 99. The last time the Knicks won a series at home. And they've got a chance to do it tonight in front of some people that weren't alive the last time that it happened. Or weren't old enough to remember that it happened. I mean, it's 25 years ago. So it's going to be a special night here tonight.
Now,
so it deserves a special broadcast.
With the Knicks so hot and Brunson playing so brilliantly, he's going to be in the top 5 in the MVP. It has started a great talk show debate. Who is the biggest star in New York? in New York sports. And I know, I've got the shirt to prove it, that I'm Yankee boy. I get it. I get it. I still believe, Don, that Judge is bigger than Brunson. Not size-wise. I think he's a bigger star than Brunson.
It's a fruitless conversation because I don't know if we're asking the question properly. But
then let's rejigger it.
Well, no, but I'm just saying is that the Yankees are the most popular team in this market. And Judge is the best player on the most popular team. And he's a beast, and he broke the American League record for home runs not too long ago. So he probably has a little bit more star power. I don't know how else you rephrase it, Michael, because, I mean, is Brunson a better basketball player than Judge is a baseball player? That's probably unfair, too. Because Brunson, I think, is having a tremendous season, and probably may end up having a better 23-24 than Judge has had. But does that make him a better player? I don't know.
It's how about more popular? Forget about just more popular.
But wouldn't it be Judge just because he's Yankee? Like, if Judge was a Met, it'd be Brunson, right?
I don't know. Judge is a big star. I mean, like, literally big. He's even bigger than a basketball player that we're talking about. I just think that there are more eyeballs drawn to him. I mean, the Yankees are a brand unto itself. I get it.
Yeah.
I just think, like, if you ask Jimmy Fallon or Stephen Colbert, both based in New York, who do you want as a guest? I think they'd probably go Judge, don't you think?
But I don't know if today that'd be the answer. Like tomorrow. If they had a show tomorrow and Brunson goes for 50 and
then
the
they
Knicks
want Brunson.
Win, you
want
would Brunson. Want Brunson just because you know how New York is, Michael, in the moment. Right now, I don't think there's anybody hotter than Brunson. Like, in this particular moment. And then you might even put, like, a Artemi Panarin ahead of Judge just because it's April baseball compared to playoff hockey and basketball. The overall broader question is probably going to end up being Judge. Like Panarin, how is Panarin supposed to win it? He's a Ranger. It's hockey. It's the fourth sport. He's a Russian. Like, there's a lot of things that work against Artemi, although I think he's very witty. We had a nice conversation with him on Saturday. But I think Panarin is better at hockey this year than Brunson was in basketball. I think Panarin's had a very underrated season. 120 points, 49 goals. He should have got way more consideration for the MVP in the regular season for the Hart Trophy than he'll get with Kucherov and MacKinnon and McDavid because everybody's so captivated by, you know, the points that those guys had over Panarin. But Panarin was as important to the Rangers, I think, anybody was important to anybody in the National Hockey League. But the answer would be Judge, but don't you feel like the answer would be Judge because he's a Yankee?
I'm not sure. All right, who's a better player in their sport? And then you'd almost have to add Juan Soto in there, too. Is it Panarin? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it Judge? Is it Soto?
Oh, wow. Well, Aaron Rodgers at this stage of his career, I don't think would be in the conversation.
He's still pretty darn good when healthy.
But overall, his career, he's
had
probably
the greatest
better
career.
Than all of them.
He's had a greater career. You're right.
He's one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen. But in the moment, I don't think, as much as Jet fans want to see it, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to go out and throw, you know, 45 touchdown passes this year. He's going to be 41 years old. So that's kind of unfair. But it's a fun question to have. And it shows you kind of the embarrassment of riches we have here in New York. Because we've got tons of talented players. I mean, Zibanejad is Igor Shesterkin with the Rangers. You take a look at the player that Pete Alonso is. He's not nobody. He might not be Aaron Judge, but he's a heck of a player, Michael. An outstanding player.
Yeah, he'd be in the discussion.
200 home runs in his career. He's certainly in the discussion for sure. So we've been kind of fortunate, but I feel like it becomes a popularity contest, and it's really difficult to beat Judge because he's a heck of a player, but to be on the Yankees and how high profile he is. And I'll tell you what, I think Judge is way more appreciated around Major League Baseball than Brunson is in basketball. I think they're you're around baseball. Is anybody that Judge doesn't fly under the radar the way Brunson does?
He's revered by other players too.
You know, but I think Brunson probably is too. But I don't think they're doing a baseball talk show in Los Angeles talking about Judge, you know, ignoring Judge. But right, Brunson, right, for whatever reason, was ignored for most of the year, despite how well he was playing.
All right, let's take some phone calls. Let's take the pulse. Let's go to David and Lyndon. David, start off the 5 o'clock hour.
What's going on, Casey? What's going on, Don?
We can hardly hear you, man. Are you on speaker?
No, I'm not on speaker. Can you hear me now? I think I'm in a bad area. I apologize. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Barely. Go.
Awesome. I apologize.
That's all right.
I hope the Knicks could knock it out tonight, but I got a baseball point that I want to say. I really wasn't into baseball too much, but my team is a mess. But I wanted to get your opinion on a career of a gentleman that's not playing anymore. I used to play on the Montreal Expos, Jose Rizzo.
What, Don, what did you say?
No, I think, thank you for the call.
No, that's a ridiculous question.
I think we all collectively can say thank you for the call.
Wow.
Yeah, that was, we can't get that back.
JJ, Wake Forest.
Once known as formerly JJ North Carolina, I think I'd like to say I'm a new man. And Michael,
changed you. Look, I love this.
I don't like to compliment Michael, but when he made the two rings comment about Peter, I almost fell on the floor. That was great. I guess I'll hop in the conversation. I think right now, obviously, it's Brunson. But overall, I mean, you can't really get past Judge's monumental status, figuratively and literally. But I just wanted to give a quick take on the state of the NBA right now. I don't know if you guys saw these quotes by LeBron, how he's complaining about the officials, how the way he reacts. He just demands this command that he should just be obeyed all the time. You talk about Embiid and the Sixers and Nurse complaining about every call. Oh my God, he's screaming at the refs every single time. And then after the game, you see these retirement comments. He's he wants to spend time with his family. He's saying it might be time to hang it up. So I mean, hot take. I think he might be done after this year. And it's sad to see him go out like this because he's still at the top of his game. But maybe he leaves L.A. Maybe he goes back to Cleveland to be with
one thing, JJ. He's not retiring. He likes drama. I think what he's done is he's opting out of his contract, which is contractual right, and he's going to force the Lakers to pick Bronny. And the Lakers have said that they'd be more than amenable to picking Bronny. Use a second-round pick on him and pick him. That's all there is to it. But he's not retiring. He's just not. Now he could pick and choose where he wants to go. Does he finally want to come to New York? Does he want to go back to Miami? Does he want to go to Cleveland? Does he want to stay in L.A.? But he ain't retiring. You can't see that happening, right, Don?
No way. He loves it too much. I think that the complaining does get a little bit much by all these players sometimes, but he wants to play with his son. He wants to continue to play. I think he wants to get another championship. I could totally see him going back to Cleveland, especially if the Cavaliers advance here and maybe make a bit of a run, that he might want to go back and try to see if he can get that other ring with Cleveland, at least just continue to play in his hometown. He's not going to retire. No way.
Let's go to Chris in Wantagh. Chris.
How's it going, Mike? Don, real quick. Michael, the question is the most popular athlete in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me just say, if it's just most popular, period, it's Aaron Rodgers, no debate, but that's not in New York. We're talking New York.
Why would that be the case? That's not true.
Well, again, that was if it was in New York. It's just open, close, most popular.
Even open, Judge is bigger than Rodgers.
I disagree. Pat McAfee will more than explain that. That his career took off with him because everyone tuned in for that. But again, I'm wanting to just open and shut this. Jalen Brunson.
Like him.
Yeah, that's fine, but that's cool popularity. The reason why it's Jalen Brunson and it's not even close, there's not even not another athlete in this market that gets MVP chance in other arenas. There's not another team competing with the Knicks in this arena, in this state. Everyone in New York is supporting Jalen Brunson. Heck, the hate for Randall might be more than the love for Aaron Judge. Knicks run this city. Knicks are going to bring home a championship, and it's going to bring the whole.
But Chris, can I stop you for 1 second? All right,
yeah.
You sound like you're a big Knicks fan. Do you realize that the Yankees a regular season Yankee game and a regular season Knick game, it's no competition in terms of the viewership.
What are you talking about? What am I talking about?
The Yankee ratings are much higher than the Knick ratings on MSG the for a regular season game.
Michael, you just said he's the most popular guy. Aaron Judge does not get MVP chance. He does not have
He's getting MVP chance from Knick fans.
Everywhere, from Knick fans.
All right.
You can keep saying everywhere. He's not like going to Cleveland. And Cavalier fans are not chanting MVP for Brunson. You're being silly.
Tap out, buddy. You just
said that.
You're being a jerk,
no,
Chris.
You want to have a discussion, and you're being a jerk.
You're being an arrogant jerk.
Chris, you're missing out. Chris, goodbye.
I'm not even engaging.
You got to tap out, buddy, because you talk about popularity. Look up the definition of popularity. All right, you have to at least be liked to be popular. We're not talking about the most famous. We're not talking about the most recognizable. Popularity. All right, you don't think Yankee fans travel? Michael will tell you that. Ranger fans travel. New York travels. So the fact that they're chanting MVP in Portland does not win you your argument. You think it's your drop the mic moment? It's not. The fact that Michael says that Yankee regular season games beat Knick regular season games is the drop the mic moment. Now, in this particular case,
tonight
the Knicks are hotter. There's more attention on the Knicks because they're in the playoffs, but stop it. The Knicks do not own this town. The Yankees do.
Now, the only point that you made that made sense, that New York is united to root for the Knicks. New York's not united to root for the Yankees. There's Met fans that aren't rooting for the Yankees. There are very few Met fans.
Right.
That's true. But I would ask that gentleman, the year that Aaron Judge hit 62 home runs, people were on the road chanting MVP.
Yeah.
Yankee fans that traveled.
His drop the mic moment, he dropped it on his foot. I mean, it just didn't work.
And he kept shouting. I mean, if you're going to be an arrogant ass, then we're here to have a conversation with you.
Now, the Knicks are right there because of the fact that they own basketball because the Nets don't have nearly as big a fan base. There's a lot of Met fans. But we're talking about the New York Yankees, and there's no shame in that. But right now, the hotter team, the team that's going to garner more ratings, are the Knicks because they're in the first round of the playoffs. They got a chance to close it out tonight. I'm sure the local numbers are going to be astronomical tonight. Same with the Rangers. And the fact that Aaron Rodgers is the most popular guy, how do you say that when there are more Giant fans than Jet fans? Is he recognizable in the country, and
he kept referring to Pat McAfee. Now, Pat McAfee, it was a very big segment for them. But Pat McAfee's more popular than Aaron Rodgers.
Well, wait a minute, Michael. Are people watching Aaron Rodgers on McAfee because they like him, or are they going to want to know what he's going to have to say? And the polarizing comment that he is going to make.
That's a great point. He's not likable.
No, because he said popular. Popular insinuate that you like the person. Now, if you're going to say infamous or famous or more recognizable, that's a different conversation. Aaron Rodgers in football is way more popular than baseball ever can dream of being, or any other sport in this country for that matter. But just because they tune into McAfee every Tuesday to see his interview doesn't mean they love the guy. They want to know what he's going to say next. Chris Montauk, please. You know,
and he kept saying
out.
He gets chanted MVP. It's like they go to Portland and the Trailblazer fans are chanting MVP. No, they're not.
Michael,
it's Knick fans that are in the crowd.
Michael, I was in Washington on Sunday night for a playoff game in Washington in a sea of red. And I was hearing Igor chants because Ranger fans travel.
Right.
Like
it wasn't
Yankee
Capital fans.
And Knick fans. New York travels because there's so many of us. But yeah, that's your argument, that in Denver you're going to hear MVP chants, that makes him more popular than Aaron Judge?
And the arrogance that he felt like, as you said, he dropped the mic. And he dropped it on his toe.
Yeah, right? Oh, but that was fun.
I talk for a living.
Before.
And whether I'm in the studio or at the ballpark, I am sure to have a cup of Bigelow tea by my side. There's nothing like fueling my voice, body, and soul with only the finest tea, Bigelow Earl Grey. This delightful blend of black tea and real bergamot oil, not your ordinary tea, it's a broadcaster dream come true. Keeps me energized and focused throughout the broadcast, ensuring I deliver nothing but the best for my loyal listeners. So join the millions of fans that make Bigelow Tea number one in New York. Bigelow Tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees. Hey, if you're like me, you love to spend time at home. My home is my happy place. I've been telling you that my house needed a refresh, so I chose the painting professionals at CertaPro Painters. They exceeded my expectations, I easily scheduled online, and my CertaPro Painter consultant provided a free estimate on site. We talked through the detailed estimate, and I was able to book the project right there. And the painting, well, really, it was exceptional. CertaPro Painters offers a warranty, so I have confidence that they will stand by their work, and they'll make sure I'm completely satisfied. Free estimates, reliable communication, professional painting, all at the right price. Are you ready to paint and take projects off your to-do list? Contact CertaPro Painters and get started today. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They're a local business that you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the second annual DiPietro and Rothenberg pregame party is coming up on Thursday, May 2nd. Come out to see the live broadcast starting at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset, just steps away from Manhasset Station on the LIRR, where after the show, the crew will take the train to Citi Field for the matinee game against the Cubs. Now, if you're headed to the game, look for the pregame party in Lot E, as in Edgar, along Roosevelt Avenue. That's near the 7 Line. It's brought to you by Montauk Brewing Company. Celebrate the no-frills good life with Montauk Brewing Company, maker of New York's favorite craft beer, Wave Chaser IPA, a highly approachable brew that is packed with tropical hops and delivers endless flavor. Chase your wave. And by Zing Zang, America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails, available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy. Please Zing Zang responsibly. Michael and Don with you. Don will have a special Don show at 6 o'clock. Lead you right into the Knicks pregame show. So we've got you covered. 1-800-919-3776. We go to Nestor on the West Side Highway. He's going to the Knicks game. Nestor, how pumped are you?
Yo, super pumped, Mike. What's up, Don? First time caller.
Welcome aboard.
Man. Oh, man. It's such a great feeling to talk to you guys. Finally been listening to you guys for almost, what, 77 years now you guys have been on the air?
Wow, it's been a long time. You're right.
Listen, I'm going to the game tonight with my son, man, and we're going to have a blast. You know, from a popularity standpoint, I don't know why you guys take calls from this dude like Chris. If you walk into a restaurant and Aaron Judge is sitting there, I guarantee you Knicks fans are going to recognize him. Islander fans will recognize him. But if Brunson is sitting there, that Yankee fans might not recognize him. Right, so it's Aaron Judge, Brunson, Soto, and if Judge better watch out, because I think Soto is going to be pulling up a popularity string on him here coming soon.
Well, he's got to stay here longer than 1 year, but I hear what you're saying. And, you know, the interesting thing, I think Brunson's very recognizable, too. You know, he has a distinctive look. Obviously, his hair is distinctive. So if he's in a restaurant, people are going to notice him. I think a lot of New Yorkers would know who he is. I think Aaron Judge is 6'7" in size. He towers over everybody in the restaurant, so he will be recognized. But let's not give, just because we think Brunson is not quite on the stature of Judge, let's not give short shrift to Brunson. He's immensely popular in the city. Immensely.
Yeah. And the Knicks are immensely popular, too. It's just that I think the Yankees is just because of their history, the history of winning. Now, that could obviously change, Michael, if the Yankees took a downturn and the Knicks started winning championships every year, because I think basketball is very, very popular. And in some segments of the area, might be even more popular than baseball.
We have two
the
notes,
Yankees
Don.
Are just a monolith.
Thank you. It's because of their announcer. Kristaps Porzingis, according to Woj, is expected to miss a minimum of several games with what they're calling a right soleus strain. So sources tell ESPN. Excuse me, a hiccup. So I told you that's an injury that's a bear.
Well,
so a minimum of a couple of games, several games.
So he's likely out for the rest of this series, which can only be one more game because they're up 3-1. Which would then, I would think, put him in question for round two. And we'll see. Well, you're right. These are the things that happen. The more games you play, and this goes for the Knicks too, the more there's a chance that somebody might be able to get hurt. That's why you want to try to close it out tonight. Because every game you play, you lost Bogdanovich on Sunday afternoon. The more games you play, the more of a chance somebody's going to get hurt. So finish it off tonight if you can.
He has the same injury that Giannis has. And Giannis is not appearing, you know, in these must wins for the Bucks. Talking Yanks on September 14th of 2022, they have a clip of Aaron Judge getting MVP chants at Fenway. So I would ask Chris, were those Red Sox fans chanting that, or Yankee fans have to make the trip to Fenway? Yeah, what do you think, Chris?
That's what Chris didn't get, is that New Yorkers travel. Michael's fortunate enough to answer the Yankee one. You know, I'm fortunate enough to travel with the Rangers. Michael, any arena, anywhere. Maybe with the exception of, like, you know, Vancouver, which is 3,000 miles away and in Canada, you're seeing minimum 800 to 1,000 Ranger fans in any building. Because they travel well. They've got fans everywhere. But more importantly, they love to travel, go on trips, see their favorite team play. That's just the way that it is, because there's just so many of them.
Now,
fans the same way.
VJ from Brooklyn tweets out, "The Knicks are just as popular, if not more popular, than the Yankees, fellas. This is the same conversation as MLB being more popular than the NBA. It's not. Nationally, it's not. Although the World Series gets the same numbers as the NBA Finals. But, I mean, VJ, I've got the proof.
Yeah.
The Yankee ratings are higher than the Knicks ratings. They just are. Now, the Knicks will beat the Yankees tonight. They beat the Yankees on Sunday because these are playoff games. And if the Yankees were in a playoff series, they would beat the Knicks in a regular season. But head-to-head, season, these are numbers. You can't argue with numbers. This is not Aaron Rodgers saying, well, I just pulled this out of the air, and I think the Yankees are more popular.
Listen,
the Yankees get much better ratings on YES than the Knicks get on MSG. Not a knock on the Knicks. The Yankees are more popular.
Yeah, and listen, this is coming from somebody that doesn't like the Yankees. All right? But I'm just telling you, living in this market, working in this market for as long as I have, it is just an absolute fact. I got this from Greek earlier today. That the Yankee game last night against the Orioles in April had a grand total of 295,000 people watching. Now, you think there's ever going to be a regular season game that the Knicks are going to play that's going to get over 300,000 people watching? And no, it's usually around 120, 125, something like that. Heck, there were times, Michael, where the Rangers outdrew the Knicks on TV during the regular season. But overall, the Knicks are way more popular, so television numbers can be a little bit skewed, but we're talking about the Yankees with the history and the winning. And it's baseball in this town. I agree. In this country, I believe the NBA is number two. I think it goes football, then it's the NBA, then it's baseball, then it's hockey. That's what I think it is with the four major sports. But in New York, and that's not to mention 160,000 to watch the Mets last night. You know, I think the Mets actually sometimes get better numbers than the Knicks during the regular season. It's baseball in New York. It's Yankees in New York.
So, and if I could say this, again, I don't want to be hanging on the rim for the company that I love, but YES is the most viewed regional sports network in the country. In the country. And that's not because of the Michael K Show or the Nets. Believe me, it's not. It's because of the Yankees. MSG's not the most viewed regional sports network in the country. So please, when you come with, if I'm giving you facts, accept them. I'm not giving you my opinion. These are facts.
Now, do I think tonight's game is going to outrate in New York what the Yankees did last night?
Of course it will.
Because it's a playoff game. And so will the Rangers when they play their first game against Carolina, because it's the playoffs. But on a day-in, day-out basis, you know, there are moments where other teams get it. But it's always going to be, for the foreseeable future, a Yankee town. The interesting thing is when you throw the Giants into the mix, but that's football and it's once a week, so the numbers aren't as relatable. But when you check the demographics, when you check the numbers, it's just that's just the answer. Sorry.
Did you see this this story, Don? Jose Abreu of the Astros, 36 years old, and he's making $19.5 million this year and next. He's being optioned by the Astros to West Palm. They're A-ball team.
What?
He hasn't been able to hit all year. He's being optioned to A-ball.
That's as inexpensive an A-ball player as we've ever seen. A-ball. Now, what's the logic behind that?
They're trying to, I guess, bring him down to absolutely no pressure and just redo his swing. I mean, the Blue Jays, like 25 years ago, did it with Roy Halladay, and it worked out. But Roy Halladay was still a young player. This is a 36-year-old man. I give him credit for accepting it because he didn't have to accept it.
Yeah,
so something, I guess,
work.
Needs to be done.
Yeah, I guess. But, wow, that's humbling. I just thought maybe is their A-ball affiliate closer? Is there some kind of logistics to why A-ball and not AAA or AA?
I don't know. Let's go to Ernie in Astoria. Ernie.
Hello, how's it going, gentlemen?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I'm going over to 59th Street Bridge, so I'm sorry. There's some bad static. This is how I determine if someone is popular or not. I asked my wife. So I called her. I said, who do you recognize, Bronson or Aaron Judge? She says, who the heck is Bronson? So,
But is she a fan of sports?
Fritz. Right. So,
wait, is she a fan of sports, Ernie?
No, she's not.
Okay,
she's not. So, to me, that's what makes you popular. It's that you're able to cross over to non-sports fans. So, if Aaron Judge was to go to the middle of the Upper East Side or to Ravenswood, everyone would recognize him. I don't think the same thing is for Bronson.
Now, what team do you root for?
Oh, I'm horrible. I'm a Philly fan.
Okay, so that's good, because it's not like you are watching Yankee games. Well, I mean, you know, Judge just broke the record for American League home runs, so he's probably been out, and he's been better in New York for a longer period of time. But I guess that's a pretty good gauge. I used to always
play
that
Brunson. You're giving him the wrong name. It's Charles Bronson, Jalen Brunson.
I used to have a game on my Saturday morning show, and my grandmother was alive, so my grandmother doesn't know Jack. And I'd ask her, like a famous player in sports, and the caller would have to guess whether my grandmother would know the person or not. And I think one of the only people she knew was Jeter.
Really?
Yeah. And she didn't like sports. She didn't know anything about sports. But some names resonate. Yeah, how many commercials are you in? Like different things that pop up. Judge doesn't do a ton, does he, Michael? I know he does.
He's doing more now.
I haven't seen Brunson in anything, but it's difficult.
I think Judge just signed with Ralph Lauren, and he also signed with Prime, which is a very, very popular drink amongst kids.
Oh my God, that's all Marco talks about is he wants Prime,
and that's all I have to get for Charlie too.
But I won't get it for him. I don't want him drinking those. It's six? No, that's too young.
A couple of updates for the Knicks and the Sixers tonight. Tom Thibodeau said that Mitchell Robinson will warm up tonight. And the Knicks will see where he is after he does so. And Sixers coach Nick Nurse on Embiid, no update yet. No update yet. He's suffering, obviously, from the after effects of the surgery on the knee, but also he's been having a migraine today, too.
And listen, I know he's not a very popular person in New York, Michael, but if he's got a migraine right now, I feel so bad for him. That is the worst. I've known people that have migraines, and it's completely debilitating. It's not for people like, oh, he's got a headache. It's beyond a headache. If it's a migraine, we're talking about nausea, dizziness. That's a tough world to be in, man.
Yeah, it's – I mean, you know he wants to play. I mean, it's a must-win for them. So my guess is he'll be on the court. And it might be very difficult. It might be terrible, but my guess is he'll be on the court. Hey, if you're like me, you love to spend time at home. My home is my happy place. I've been telling you that my house needed a refresh. So I chose the painting professionals at CertaPro Painters. They exceeded, I say exceeded, my expectations. I easily scheduled online, and my CertaPro Painter consultant provided a free estimate right there on site. We walked through the detailed estimate, and I was able to book the project right there. And the painting, perfect. It was exceptional. CertaPro Painters offers a warranty, so I have confidence that they will stand by their work and make sure that I'm completely satisfied. Free estimates, reliable communication, professional painting, all at the right price. Are you ready to paint and take projects off your to-do list? Contact CertaPro Painters and get started today. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They're a local business that you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional for your home or your business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters. Well, I talk for a living, and whether I'm in the studio or at the ballpark, I'm sure to have a cup of Bigelow tea by my side. Nothing like fueling my voice, body, and soul with only the finest tea. Bigelow Earl Grey. This delightful blend of black tea and real bergamot oil, not your ordinary tea, it's a broadcaster's dream come true. Keeps me energized and focused throughout the broadcast, ensuring I deliver nothing but the best for my loyal listeners. So join the millions of fans that make Bigelow tea number one in New York. Bigelow tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. The point's gone.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass. I think that's a message to any team that's up 3-1. Don't mess around, because there's always an avenue where you give a team life. I'm not concerned with that. I don't think this Knicks team is going to let down. I don't think this Sixers team has it in them. Could they win a game, Michael? Sure, we saw that happen in Game 3. But for it to happen on the road, for this team to get off of the mat, that would floor me. If this Sixer team already found it and were able to get off the mat and win 3 straight games, I would be absolutely shocked. I don't think they have it in them. I don't think the Knicks will allow it to happen. All the Sixers do is complain. They're complaining about the officiating. They're complaining about the number of shots the Knicks have taken, and that's why they're getting more rebounds. Like, they really sound like a team that's already planning their exit strategy from this series. So to go from that to winning 3 straight games, I just don't see it.
It's all tied up, Don. It's all tied up. I got it yesterday. Even. You got it today. 1-1. So we've been talking about the popularity of Brunson and the Knicks and the Knicks and the Yankees and Brunson and Judge. Okay, so Robert Randolph, a guy I have mad respect for. He's a great musician, composer. He just tweeted at me and Don, and he said, "You guys sound like old people talking about TV ratings. Young people don't watch TV. They consume Knick game highlights through social platforms. Basketball and the Knicks numbers are way above." Well, my answer to Robert would be, and I say this with all due respect, since we're talking about social media, the Yankees have 3.8 million followers on X. The Knicks, 2.4. Right there. I mean, aren't young people on social media? That's right there. Same thing with Instagram. So, yeah, I know kids. I know my son consumes sports on social media. They watch highlights. But let me tell you something, Robert. The bills are paid by TV. The bills are paid by TV. Well, it's hard for teams to monetize social media. The bills are paid by TV.
I don't think it should be the only analytic television rating, so I take exception to the whole, you sound like old men. It's the New York Yankees. I mean, You're talking about drawing, you know, 35,000-40,000 people per game. It's the Yankees. It's the interlocking right, so, NY. So, there's just so something
just,
about
just
that.
Showed them on, he just showed them on X, 3.8 million to 2.4 million. Yeah, where are the young people, Robert?
Now, do I think that LeBron James may be more relevant in this country than Aaron Judge? Yeah, because I think basketball is probably more popular than baseball. But I said, in this town, it's always going to be, for the foreseeable future, the Yankees. And we're not talking about nobody. We're talking about Aaron Judge, who has, hit more home runs than any other American League ball player, one of the best players in baseball.
And also
he's almost
done.
7 feet tall. He wears number 99. He's very recognizable. And he's been in the market longer.
And if we want to talk about the most popular athlete in New York over the last three decades, I mean, it's a Yankee. It's Derek Jeter.
Yeah, it's Derek
And we keep
Jeter.
Talking about Brunson's popularity. The NBA All-Star voting is a popularity contest. Kids vote for the NBA All-Star. Dame Lillard won. He beat out Jalen Brunson. That's Milwaukee against New York. So, I mean, we're all in the middle of it. We're falling in love with Brunson because he's had such an unbelievable season. But let's not overblow what's real. Lillard beat him out for the All-Star.
And also, again, we're not saying that tonight is going to be any comparison. More eyeballs are on Brunson and his playoff game against the Sixers at the Garden than what Judge does in Baltimore. It's going to be more relevant. There's no question. We're just talking about the overall, everything being equal. It's a different world. But tonight, it's a Knick town. Tonight, it's Brunson's town. And I'm sure the numbers for the Knicks will dwarf the Yankees. But it also takes an elimination game in the playoffs compared to a baseball game in April. I got Jalen, so I do apologize if you're hearing some noises or whatever. But she's on my lap.
Jalen. Is she enjoying the show, Don?
Are you enjoying the show, Jalen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all we need. See, young people like the show, Robert.
How old are you, Jalen?
Six.
Six. That's right in our wheelhouse. Now, either six or 85.
Now, who do you like better, Jalen Brunson or Aaron Judge?
Jalen Brunson.
Whoa.
Well, because they have a similar first name.
It's a very scientific study we've done. Now, unfortunately, what we have to do here is say goodbye to Yes. Because it's a pregame show of the Yankees. But we're going to be on. Don's doing a very special Don show. On 98.7, that will lead you into the Knick pregame show.
Yeah,
now, if you choose the Yankees, Yankees will follow us on Yes. So, goodbye to Yes right now. And, Don, let's set the table for the Don Show. What are you looking to do on the Don Show?
I'm looking to take Knick calls at 1-800-919-3776. Let's get pumped up, Knick fans. You got a chance, your first time to clinch a series on home court since 1999. Let's party like it's 1999.
You know, that seems like an unbelievable stat, Don, but they make the playoffs most of those years.
How many series have they won, really, since 99?
Well, they won the one in the 54-win season, right?
Yeah.
That might be it.
And then last year against Cleveland. But last year they won in Cleveland. There hasn't been too many.
Interesting. The Don Show coming up in just a moment right here on 98.7 ESPN.
The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Bet on three-pointers made in the Knicks-Sixers game, over-under point totals for Tatum and Brown, first basket score, and more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Peter to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA, 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This message is brought to you by BetterHelp. All right, guys, sometimes you just have so many different stressors, big and small, whether it's your job, your relationship, friendships, whatever it may be. And when you keep them bottled up, it'll start to affect you negatively. Therapy is an incredibly safe space to get those things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I know for me personally, therapy has been incredibly helpful during the worst times in life and even helpful during the best times. So if you're looking to get through those hard times with some grace and some dignity and some empathy for yourself, think about trying out therapy and think about trying out BetterHelp. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. It's flexible and suited to your schedule. Fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.